So what does it mean when world leaders plan a meeting for so-called friends of Syria and the Syrian government isn't invited? Who are Syria's friends, and is the government now the country's enemy? It's Friday, February 24th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry is out again today, and Todd Zwillick is here with me in studio in New York. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, Celeste.
We're going to talk to John Lee Anderson about the war in Syria, the war perhaps of the government versus its own people, and also a new weight loss drug has gotten approval from an FDA panel, the American Search for a Magic Skinny Pill. But this listener doesn't want your Western medicine. He responded to our previous conversation from yesterday about cancer.
This is Bob from Brooklyn, New York. The only sensible way to treat cancer is through vitamins, nutrition, herbs, and phytochemicals and flavonoids.
Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE, but now let's check in on our headlines.
Speaking in London last night, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton ruled out any overt U.S. support for the Free Syrian Army, that's the opposition in Syria, but suggested such steps were at least being considered.
There will be increasingly capable opposition forces. They will, from somewhere, somehow, find the means to defend themselves as well as begin offensive measures.
Meanwhile, as Celeste mentioned, an international conference on Syria is underway, calling for an immediate ceasefire amid escalating violence. It's also examining ways of getting humanitarian aid into the worst affected areas.
It would be Homs and Baba Omar, I'd imagine. A bill that would legalize gay marriage in Maryland has been approved in the state Senate less than a week after it passed the state House. The bill will become law when it's signed by Governor Martin O'Malley, who sponsored it, which means he probably will sign it. It would make Maryland the eighth state to permit gay marriage. Opponents, though, have vowed to bring it to referendum in November.
Deportations from the United States were down by a third in the last 3 months of 2011. That's according to a report by Syracuse University. It suggests the Obama administration policy of giving new status to those who are veterans or college students could be behind the decrease.
Iraq's al-Qaeda branch is claiming responsibility for the wave of bombings and other attacks that killed dozens in Baghdad and across that country yesterday. The organization says it targeted security forces and government officials in, quote, revenge for the elimination and torture campaigns that Sunni men and women face in Iraqi prisons. That day-long series of attacks in 12 cities across Iraq killed 55 and wounded 225 people.
Seven states, meanwhile, filed a lawsuit against the federal government. That was yesterday. They are unhappy about a requirement that religious employers offer birth control options to their workers as part of health insurance coverage. The plaintiffs, who also include two nonprofits and two citizens, said the government mandate undermines protected religious freedoms as defined by the Constitution.
And the president has warned there are no silver bullets for bringing fuel prices down quickly. Speaking at the University of Miami, President Obama says only a combination of conservation and new energy supplies will keep America from running into price spikes again and again.
We've got to have a sustained all-of-the-above strategy that develops every available source of American energy. Yes, oil and gas, but also wind and solar and nuclear and biofuels and more.
Obama also lashed out at his Republican critics, saying their three-point plan to drill our way out of this problem would be insufficient unless it was paired with a wider strategy. Asian markets are up right now. European markets are mixed. Wall Street futures are up, though. The Dow will start at 12,984, just kind of hovering around that 13,000 mark. The S&P opens at 1,363 and the NASDAQ at 2,956. Well, as I mentioned earlier, an FDA panel this week backed the approval of a weight loss drug called Qnexa, which would help treat clinically obese people. And we want to hear from you. Are you struggling with obesity, perhaps? And are you looking for a drug that would cure or help your obesity problems? Maybe something else. Here's a guest that we've had on a show, an obese kid, and here's what he thinks.
The best method to combat obesity is family intervention.
That's Rocky Taya there. We want to hear from you, though. Give us your thoughts at 8778-MY-TAKE or post at thetakeaway.org. We'll take you to Syria first.
Mm-hmm. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.